God gave him what he prayed for. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I am your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here today. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. And today we're going to begin the book of 1 Chronicles. We'll read chapters 1 through 4. I'll have comments on some of the chapters after the reading, and I'm calling today's episode, It Would Have Been Enough. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E223. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com, and I think it's time to get started. Let's go.
1 Chronicles chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah. Noah's family: Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth's family: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. Gomer's family: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. Javan's family: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. Ham's family: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. Cush's family: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabtika. Raama's family: Sheba and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, the first warrior in the land. Egypt was the father of Ludim, Ananim, Lahabim, Naphtahim, Pathrusim, Kaslahim, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorim. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his oldest son, Heth, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Shem's family: Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. Aram's family: Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad was Shelah's father, and Shelah was Eber's father. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his days the land was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were Joktan's family. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, that is, Abraham. Abraham's family: Isaac and Ishmael. These were their descendants. Ishmael's oldest son was Nebaioth, then Keter, Abdiel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Nephesh, and Kittima. This was Ishmael's family. Abraham's secondary wife, Keturah's family. She gave birth to Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan's family: Sheba and Dedan. Midian's family: Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldea. These were members of Keturah's family. Abraham was Isaac's father. Isaac's family: Esau and Israel. Esau's family: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. Eliphaz's family: Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. Reuel's family: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. Seir's family: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. Lotan's family: Hori and Homam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. Shobal's family: Alion, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. Zibeon's family: Aya and Anah. Anah's family: Dishon. Dishon's family: Hamran, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. Ezer's family: Bilhan, Zaavan, and Jaakan. Dishan's family: Uz and Aaron.
These were the kings who ruled in the land of Edom before any king ruled over the Israelites. Bela, Beor's son, whose city was called Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, Zerah's son from Bozrah, succeeded him. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites succeeded him. When Husham died, Hadad, Bedad's son who defeated Midian in the Moabite countryside, succeeded him. His city was called Avith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah succeeded him. When Samla died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the river succeeded him. When Shaul died, Ben-Hanan, Achbor's son, succeeded him. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him. His city was called Pai. His wife's name was Mehetabel, Matred's daughter and Mezahab's granddaughter. When Hadad died, Edom's tribal chiefs were Chief Timnah, Chief Aliah, Chief Jetheth, Chief Oholibama, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Teman, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, and Chief Iram. These were Edom's tribal chiefs. 1 Chronicles chapter 2. These were Israel's sons: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah's sons were Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by Bathsheba, a Canaanite woman. The Lord considered Judah's firstborn, evil, so the Lord killed Tamar, Judah's daughter-in-law, gave birth to Judah's sons Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. Perez's sons were Hezron and Hamul. Zerah's sons were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Kalkal, and Dara, five in all. Carmi's son was Achar, who caused trouble for Israel by taking goods that were claimed by God. Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons born to Hezron were Jeramiel, Ram, and Kelubai. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nahshon, leader of Judah's people. Nahshon was the father of Salma, and Salma was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of Eliab, his firstborn, Amminadab, his second son, Shimeah, his third son, Nathanael, his fourth son, Radai, his fifth son, Ozem, his sixth son, and David, his seventh son. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah's three sons were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail was the mother of Amasa, whose father was Jether, a descendant of Ishmael. Hezron's son was Caleb. Caleb and his wife Azubah had a son named Jerioth. Her other sons were Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. After Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath. She gave birth to Hur. Hur was the father of Uri, and Uri was the father of Bezalel. Afterwards, Hezron slept with the daughter of Maker, the man who first settled Gilead. Hezron had married her when he was 60 years old. She gave birth to Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who had 23 towns in Gilead. Geshur and Aram captured Havoth-Jair with Kenath and its villages, 60 cities in all. All of these people were descendants of Maker, the man who first settled Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrathah, Hezron's wife Abijah gave birth to Asher, who first settled Tekoa. Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron, fathered Ram, his firstborn, then Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel had another wife. Her name was Adarah, and she was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn son of Jeramiel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. Onam's sons were Shammai and Jada. Shammai's sons were Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail. She gave birth to Aban and Molid. Nadab's sons were Seled and Appiam, but Seled died without children. Appiam's son was Ishai, and Ishai's son was Shishan, and Shishan's son was Ali. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother, were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. Jonathan's sons were Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jerahmeel. Sheshan had no sons, but he had daughters. He had an Egyptian slave named Jara. Sheshan let Jara marry one of his daughters. She gave birth to Adai. Adai was the father of Nathan. Nathan was the father of Zabad. Zabad was the father of Ephlal. Ephlal was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jehu. Jehu was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Helez. Helez was the father of Eliasa. Eliasa was the father of Sismai. Sismai was the father of Shallum. Shallum was the father of Jechamiah. Jechamiah was the father of Elishama. The descendants of Caleb, Jerahmeel's brother, were his firstborn son Misha, who first settled Ziph, and the sons of Merisha, who first settled Hebron. Hebron's sons were Korah, Tappua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Rahem, who first settled Jorkeam. Rechem was the father of Shammai. Shammai's son was Maon, who first settled Beth-Zur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, was the mother of Haran, Moza, and Gaziz. Haran was the father of Gaziz. Jadai's sons were Regem, Jotham, Gishan, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, was the mother of Sheber and Terhana. Also, she was the mother of Shaaph, who first settled Madmana, and of Sheva, who first settled Machbena and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksa. These people were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn son of Ephrath, were Shobal, who first settled Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, who first settled Bethlehem, and Harif, who first settled Beth-Gader. Shobal, who first settled Kiriath-Jearim, had these descendants: Haroah, half of the Manahathites, the families of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these people came the Zorahites and Eshtaolites. The descendants of Salma, who first settled Bethlehem, were the Netophathites, Atroth, who first settled Beth-Joab, half of the Manahathites, the Zorites, and the families of scribes who lived at Jabez. These families were the people of Tyra, Shimeah, and Sukkah. These people are the Kenites, who came from Hamath. They first settled Beth-Rechab.
1 Chronicles chapter 3. These were David's sons who were born to him while he was in Hebron. His first son was Amnon, born to Ahinoam from Jezreel. The second was Daniel, born to Abigail from Carmel. The third was Absalom, born to Maacah, the daughter of King Talmai, from Geshur. The fourth was Adonijah, whose mother was Haggith. The fifth was Shephatiah, born to Abital. The sixth was Ithream, born to David's wife Eglah. Six sons were born to him in Hebron, where he ruled for 7 years and 6 months. He ruled for 33 years in Jerusalem. These children were born to David in Jerusalem: Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. The mother of these four was Amiel's daughter Bathshua, and Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, 9 by other wives. All of these were David's sons. Besides these, there were the sons of the concubines. Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Rehoboam's son was Abijah. Abijah's son was Asa. Asa's son was Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat's son was Joram. Joram's son was Ahaziah. Ahaziah's son was Joash. Joash's son was Amaziah. Amaziah's son was Azariah. Azariah's son was Jotham. Jotham's son was Ahaz. Ahaz's son was Hezekiah. Hezekiah's son was Manasseh. Manasseh's son was Ammon. Ammon's son was Josiah. Josiah's firstborn son was Johanan. The second was Jehoiakim. The third was Zedekiah. And the fourth was Shallum. Jehoiakim's son was Jeconiah, whose son was Zedekiah. The descendants of the prisoner Jeconiah were his son Shealtiel, then Malchiram, Padeah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshema, and Nedabiah. Padeah's sons were Zerubbabel and Shimei. Zerubbabel's sons were Meshulam and Hananiah,
and Shelomith was their sister. There were also five other sons: Hashubah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hazadiah, and Jushab-Hesed. Hananiah's sons were Pelatiah and Jeshaiah. Jeshaiah's son was Rephaiah. Rephaiah's son was Arnon. Arnon's son was Obadiah. Obadiah's son was Shechaniah. Shechaniah's son was Shemaiah. Shemaiah's six sons were Haddish, Igal, Beriah, Neariah, and Shaphat. Neariah's three sons were Elioenai, Hizkiah, and Azricam. Elioenai's seven sons were Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peleah, Akib, Johanan, Deleah, and Anani. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Judah's descendants were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath. Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the first settlers in Edom: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister's name was Hazalelponai. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, who first settled Bethlehem. Asher, who first settled Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naarah. Naarah gave birth to Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Haahashtari. These were Naarah's sons. Hela's sons were Zerath, Azohar, and Ethan. Kaz was the father of Anab and Zobeba, and he was the ancestor of the families of Aharhel, son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, painful, because she said that his birth was painful. Jabez prayed to the God of Israel, "Please bless me and give me more territory. May your power be with me and free me from evil, so that I will not be in pain." God gave him what he prayed for. Chelub, Shuha's brother, was the father of Meher, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the first to settle Beth-Rapha. He was the father of Pasiah and Tehenna, who first settled the city of Nahash. These were the men from Rekha. Kenaz's sons were Othniel and Saraiah. The sons of Othniel were Hathath and Meonathai. Meonathai was the father of Ophrah. Saraiah was the father of Joab, who first settled the city of craftsmen. It was named this because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Nahum. Elah's son was Kenaz. Jehalalel's sons were Ziph, Zipha, Tiriah, and Azarel. Ezra's sons were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. His wife gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, who first settled Eshtemoa. His Judean wife was the mother of Jered, who first settled Gedor, Heber, who first settled Soko, and Jekuthiel, who first settled Zenoa. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Nahum, first settled Keilah of the Garmites and Eshtemoa of the Maacathites. Shimon's sons were Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. Ishai's sons were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The descendants of Shelah, son of Judah, were Ur, who first settled Leka, Leada, who first settled Marisha, families of the Guild of Linen Workers at Beth Ashbia, Jochim, Joash, Seraph, and the men of Kozeba. Seraph ruled Moab and Jeshubai-Leham, according to ancient records. They were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gedira. They lived there with the king and did his work. Simeon's sons were Nemuel, Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shaul's son was Shalem. Shalem's son was Mibsam. Mibsam's son was Mishma. Mishma's son was Hamuel. Hamuel's son was Zachar. Zachar's son was Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers didn't have many children, so their entire family didn't become as large as the people of Judah. Simeon's descendants lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazer Shul, Bilhah, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazer Susim, Beth Beri, and Shearim. These were their cities until David became king. Their five cities were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan. They also had all the villages around these cities as far as the city of Baal. These places were where they lived, and they had their own genealogical records. Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, grandson of Sareah, and great-grandson of Aziel, Elioenai, Jehoiakobah, Jeshahana, Azaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shiphai, grandson of Alon, great-grandson of Jedaiah, a descendant of Shimri and Shemaiah. These who were mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and the number of people in their households increased. They moved to the outskirts of Gedor on the east side of the valley to find pasture for their flocks. They found pasture that was rich and good. The land was vast, peaceful, and quiet because the Hamites used to live there. In the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, the men listed here knocked down tents and killed the Meunites. They claimed the Meunites for God and destroyed them. Even today, no Meunites live there. They lived in that place, in place of the Meunites, in order to have pasture for their flocks. Ishi's sons Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uziel led 500 of Simeon's male descendants to Mount Seir. They killed the Amalekites who were left. Simeon's descendants still live there today.
I've got comments today on the first, second, and fourth chapters. Chapter 1 begins appropriately with Adam. All of humanity, all of our history, begins with him. Adam is the father of all flesh. In chapter 1, we're taken from Adam all the way through the generations to Noah. From Noah came all the different nations and races. And one of Noah's sons was Shem, and from Shem's line came Abraham. Abraham became the father of the faithful. By blood, the Jewish people. By adoption, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's important to note that the Old Testament is primarily focused on Abraham's line, the Jewish people, God's chosen people. More about that in a moment. Some of the names listed in this chapter don't play a part in the history of this line and are listed only as a matter of record. Now, a word about God's chosen people. For what purpose did God choose Israel? He chose them so that he could teach them how to truly worship him and then show all the nations what true worship was and how to live lives that are pleasing to him. So it makes sense that the Old Testament would focus its attention on the history of Abraham's line, doesn't it? Well, as we continue through the genealogies in the coming chapters, we'll read more from the Abrahamic line, from his son Judah to his grandson Israel, all the way to David and his son Solomon, through all the kings up until Jerusalem was destroyed. There's a lot of history there, and I'll try to make it as interesting as I can. Now, on chapter 2, there are some very interesting and important men and women listed in this chapter. Judah, Israel, Boaz, Jesse, David, just to name a few. Some are remembered as the first to settle certain towns and regions, but there are two that are going to be remembered throughout time for their sins. We read that, quote, "The Lord considered Judah's firstborn, evil, so the Lord killed unquote. And, quote, "Carmi's son was Achar, who caused trouble for Israel by taking goods that were claimed by God," unquote. Well, do you suppose that these men were 100% evil? We don't know. All we know from this chapter is that they had evil natures. How do you suppose that when God someday opens the book on your life, he'll summarize you? For what will you be remembered? In a sermon, my pastor once mentioned a church member who'd passed away several years earlier, and to sum him up, the pastor said, "Lewis was a sweet man. He always had time for you. When you talked to him, he would look you in the eyes and smile." So how will you be remembered? In chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, we read about a fellow named Jabez. Here's what it said about Jabez. "Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, which means painful, because she said that his birth was painful. Jabez prayed to the God of Israel, 'Please bless me and give me more territory. May your power be with me and free me from evil so that I will not be in pain.'" And then the verse ends with, "God gave him what he prayed for." All we know about Jabez is contained in these two verses.
But the fact that this prayer of his is recorded here in 1 Chronicles tells me something. It tells me that it's okay to ask God for things. All right, well, I don't know about you, but I was brought up to put other people before me. I learned very early on that the world does not revolve around me and that it is wrong to be selfish or self-centered. Not that I'm never self-centered, I can be as selfish as the next guy, but I do know that it's wrong to be selfish. So, for much of my life, it was hard for me to ask God to bless me, to give me things. I'm just happy that He's forgiven my sins. If that's all God ever did for me, that would have been enough. I don't need to be rich or live in a big fancy house. I mean, after all, Jesus didn't even have a place to lay His head. Who am I to ask for more than He had? Well, that was my approach to prayer for most of my life, and it is the primary way I pray now. I'll pray for you, that God will bless you, but I never really felt right about praying that kind of prayer for myself. And then several years ago, a little book called The Prayer of Jabez was published. It's less than 100 pages. The author's name is Bruce Wilkinson. The book became a bestseller, and I read it because it came highly recommended by a friend of mine. And it really made me consider whether my attitude regarding asking God to bless me was right. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think God wants us to ask Him to make us win the lottery or ask Him to put us on the list of the top 3 richest people in the world. But that wasn't Jabez's prayer either. So you can read the book for yourself. I'm not going to discuss all the points because we don't have time here, but just know that when you ask God to give you more and you ask out of a pure heart like Jabez did, and your request is pleasing to God, that's a good thing. Well, I began to pray that prayer after reading the book. One of the results of that prayer is that when I asked Him to enlarge my territory, God did it. How? Well, the book was published in about the year 2000. I probably read it in about the year 2002. And in 2004, I heard about this crazy thing called podcasting, and all of a sudden, this guy here, who was in love with God, recording from his church in Riverside, California, was talking to the world. Podcasting is old hat now, but back then, we were still figuring it all out. This was a big deal. Never before was it relatively easy and affordable to speak to the world. And guess what? After my very first episode, I got an email from a guy in Sweden asking me how he could know that God was real. Long story short, he became a follower of Jesus, and there have been many, many other emails from people all over the world since then. I asked God to enlarge my territory, not for me, but for His glory. And He did it. Am I blessed? Yes, of course, but in a much different way than I could have ever imagined. Certainly, finances are still sometimes a challenge, but the fact that God would use a guy like me to carry His message to nearly every nation on the planet is a concept I would have never in my wildest dreams imagined. I would encourage you to look closely at Jabez's prayer here in 1 Chronicles and see if it's something you would pray. And by the way, speaking of it would have been enough, there's a Hebrew word for that, dayenu. One of the artists that I've met through podcasting is named Michelle Gold. Michelle is a Jewish singer-songwriter who became a follower of Yeshua, that's the Hebrew name for Jesus, when she was a teenager. And she and her husband Joe have become friends of mine, and one of her songs is called Dayenu, It Would Have Been Enough. I'll play it for you at the end of today's show. It has a very Hebrew sound and feel, and the lyrics really express how good God has been and always will be. Love to hear your comments. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E223 and let me know what you're thinking. Our reading tomorrow will be Psalms 96 through 98.
Here's your cue to boost.
Well, Paul Erskine came in today with his monthly $5 donation. Paul, thank you so much for your faithful and consistent support. God bless you, brother. And then this morning, I got this from Sean of
San Pedro.
He sent in a row of ducks, 2222 sats from the Fountain app. He said, a slow row of ducks coming in late. Something tells me that advertisers might have complained about your commentary on 2 Thessalonians regarding Islam. Yeah, maybe that was it. Thank you, Sean. God bless you. If you would like to make a weekly, monthly, or quarterly donation for any amount, it's easy to sign up at lifespringmedia.com/support. It's called Value for Value. If you find value in the Lifespring Family Audio Bible, then it is a biblical principle to return some of the value to the one who provides it to you. lifespringmedia.com/support. However you decide to support the show, I thank you, and I think God will bless you. On this date in church history, April 12, 1867, Samuel M. Zwemer was born. He was an American missionary to the Arab world. In 1890, he went to Arabia under sponsorship of the Syrian Mission of the Presbyterian Church in the USA. He later returned to the United States and taught at Princeton Seminary. And on this date in church history, April 12, 1882, the Evangelical Reformed Church in Northwest Germany was created by royal decree when the King of Prussia ordered the 124 Reformed congregations scattered throughout the area, then known as the province of Hanover, to become incorporated as an independent territorial church. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Dayenu, if all that you had ever done for us is to give us Jesus, that would have been enough. But you've given us so much more. You've blessed us so much that it's impossible to mention everything. Even in the midst of hardship, there's always something to rejoice in. But if it was only Jesus, Dayenu. Lord, like Jabez, I ask you to enlarge our territory. For those of us who are willing, I ask that you would give us more so that we can bring glory to you. We don't ask with a selfish heart, but with a heart that is thankful for the opportunity to do something, anything, for your kingdom. And thank you, Lord, for the LifeSpring family. Bless them today, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got a prayer request or a praise, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com, fill out the form there. I'll be notified, and I'll pray for you in my private prayer time, and we'll pray together on the show. Share the show and then come comment on this episode at lifespringmedia.com/s12e223. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com if you've got anything to say to me. And support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. Next up is Michelle Gold with Dayenu. I'll have a link to her website and I'll put a video on the show notes page as well. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being with me today. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
there's no more tears and no more wars to fight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.